I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. In 2008, Geert Wilders, a Dutch member of parliament, gave a speech in New York City. These are my responses to various portions of his speech, given from the perspective of American Indians. Geert Wilders said, "I come to America with a mission. All is not well in the old world. There is a tremendous danger looming, and it is very difficult to be optimistic. We might be in the final stages of the Islamization of Europe." Geert, Chief Neo here. "There is a tremendous danger looming here as well. We might be in the final stages of the Christianization of America by Europeans." He said, "This is not only a clear and present danger to the future of Europe itself, it is a threat to America and the sheer survival of the West." Geert, "This Christian invasion is not only a danger to the future of America, but to the sheer survival of millions of Native Americans throughout the entire Western Hemisphere." Geert continues, "The danger I see looming is the scenario of America as the last man standing, the United States as the last bastion of Western civilization, facing an Islamic Europe." Geert, "The United States is the last bastion of Western civilization, facing hordes of invading, murdering European Christians who intend on stealing every piece of land from us between the North and South Poles." Geert said, "The Europe you know is changing. You have probably seen the landmarks, the Eiffel Tower and Trafalgar Square and Rome's ancient buildings, and maybe the canals of Amsterdam. They're still there, and they still look very much the same as they did 100 years ago. But in all these cities, sometimes a few blocks away from your tourist destination, there is another world, a world very few visitors see, and one that does not appear in your tourist guidebook. It is the world of the parallel society, created by Muslim mass migration." Geert, "The America you knew has changed too. Invading European Christians have killed off most of the original Americans and forced the survivors onto tiny plots of land that no one wants. It is a world of the parallel society where they import African slaves by the millions and keep them as livestock." Geert continues, "All throughout Europe, a new reality is rising. Entire Muslim neighborhoods where very few indigenous people reside or are even seen." Geert, "The few remaining indigenous people who have survived the massacres are never seen in American cities. They remain on the reservations to avoid being killed by European Christians for being savages." Geert said, "It's the world of headscarves, where women walk around in figureless tents with baby strollers and a group of children." Geert, "This is the world of Christian cities controlled by religious fanatics who burn their women at the stake." He said, "Their husbands, or slaveholders if you prefer, walk 3 steps ahead." Geert, "American slaveholders can kill their slaves without fear of punishment, as slaves are not considered human," which coincidentally was the same justification they used for the American Indian genocide. Geert wrote, "With mosques on many street corners." Geert, "Christian churches can be found on every corner, and in the Bible Belt, between corners as well." Geert said, "The shops have signs you and I cannot read." Geert, "These Christian European invaders will kill their slaves if they catch them trying to learn to read." He continues, "These are Muslim ghettos controlled by religious fanatics. These are the building blocks for territorial control of increasingly larger portions of Europe, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city. Gert, invading Christian hordes murdered Americans, tribe by tribe, state by state, until they had complete control by the end of the 19th century of the entire Western Hemisphere. Then they simply stole the name Americans. Gert wrote, "There are now thousands of mosques throughout Europe, and in every European city there are plans to build more super mosques that will dwarf every church in the region. Clearly, the signal is, we rule." Gert, in modern-day American cities, Christians have built gigantic megachurches that provide huge voting blocks from which they attempt to control the central government. They preach politics from the pulpit and dare the government to try and stop them. They know the government wouldn't dare. The signal is clear. They rule. Gert said, "Many European cities are already one-quarter Muslim. Just take Amsterdam, Marseille, and Malmö in Sweden. In many cities, the majority of the under 18 population is Muslim. Paris is now surrounded by a ring of Muslim neighborhoods. Mohammed is the most popular name among boys in many cities." Gert, the most popular name among boys is no longer Thundering Buffalo, but John. What kind of a name is John? And south of the United States, the most popular boy's name is Jesus. Is that better than Mohammed? Gert wrote, "In once tolerant Amsterdam, gays are beaten up almost exclusively by Muslims." Gert, in some states, like California, the government set a $5 bounty on Indian scalps. So the punishment for murder was a reward. You should Google California bounty on Indian scalps. By the way, at 4% inflation, $5 in the mid-1800s would be equal to over $3,000 today. He continues, "In France, school teachers are advised to avoid authors deemed offensive to Muslims, including Voltaire and Diderot. The same is increasingly true of Darwin." Gert, "Darwin is deemed by many Christians to be mankind's greatest enemy for providing powerful evidence that humans evolved from ape-like creatures." Gert said, "The history of the Holocaust can in many cases no longer be taught because of Muslim sensitivity." Gert, "In history books, the Texas Board of Education has renamed slaves to imported workers because of Confederate sensitivity." Gert, "Are you seeing the same similarities here that I'm seeing?" He said, "In England, Sharia courts are now officially part of the British legal system. Many neighborhoods in France are no-go areas for women without headscarves. Last week, a man almost died after being beaten up by Muslims in Brussels because he was drinking during the Ramadan." Gert, "According to the Ten Commandments, anyone who commits adultery is to be executed. Execution is also the punishment for stealing, non-belief, homosexuality, and various other misdemeanors. It has only been recently that these religious freedoms have been stripped from Christian religious fanatics." He said, "Jews are fleeing France in record numbers, on the run for the worst wave of anti-Semitism since World War II. Gert, "The only people who the Protestant organization, the KKK, hates more than Africans are Jews. Fortunately, the KKK has shrunk from over 6 million down to around 6,000 today. So we're getting somewhere." He said, "A total of 54 million Muslims now live in Europe. San Diego University recently calculated that a staggering 25% of the population in Europe will be Muslim just 12 years from now. Bernard Lewis has predicted a Muslim majority by the end of this century. Gert, American Indians know just how that feels. Gert said, "Now these are just numbers, and the numbers would not be threatening if the Muslim immigrants had a strong desire to assimilate. But there are few signs of that." Gert, invading Christians made no attempt to assimilate either, except for one Thanksgiving feast. He said, "The Pew Research Center reported that half of French Muslims see their loyalty to Islam as greater than their loyalty to France." Gert, ask that same question to American Christians, and guess what the result would be? I'm betting a lot more than half. He said, "One-third of French Muslims do not object to suicide attacks." Gert, 3/3 of invading Christians did not object to homicide attacks. Gert continues, "In my own country, we have gone from calls by one cabinet member to turn Muslim holidays into official state holidays." Gert, "We set aside one holiday for the Indians. We call it Columbus Day." Ouch. He continues, "Much of this street violence I mentioned is directed exclusively against non-Muslims, forcing many native people to leave their neighborhoods, their cities, their countries." Gert, "Have you thought of having those displaced people sneak over to the Muslim countries while everyone is away and take over their country?" He said, "Allow me to give you a brief Islam 101. The first thing you need to know about Islam is the importance of the book of the Quran." Gert, "Allow me to give you a brief Christianity 101. The first thing you need to know about Christianity is the importance of the book called the Bible." Gert said, "The Quran is Allah's personal word, revealed by an angel to Muhammad, the prophet." Gert, "The Bible is God's personal word, as revealed by ancient goat herders who claimed that an invisible ghost was telling them what to write down." Gert said, "This is where the trouble starts. Every word in the Quran is Allah's word, and therefore not open to discussion or interpretation. It is valid for every Muslim and for all times." Gert, "That is simply not true. There is no agreement on how to interpret either holy book." He continues, "The Quran calls for hatred, violence, submission, murder, and terrorism." Gert, "That's because the Quran was born from the Bible, so they decided to stick with a winning formula." He said, "The Quran calls for Muslims to kill non-Muslims, to terrorize non-Muslims, and to fulfill their duty to wage war, violent jihad. Jihad is a duty for every Muslim. Islam is to rule the world by the sword." Gert, "Maybe that's why they haven't been all that successful. We have nuclear weapons." Interestingly, in the book of Revelation, when the Antichrist appears, his army too will be armed with swords. That's why I'm hoping the Christians are right and Jesus returns, because I can't wait to see the expression on Satan's face when his army is met with ICBMs, tanks, and aircraft carriers. Call me optimistic, but I'm going to have to go with our guys on this one. It's funny how the writers of the Bible and the Quran only wrote about weapons that were known at that time. But wouldn't you think that God would have warned them about what they would be walking into? That God. What a sense of humor, huh? Gert continues, "The Quran is clearly anti-Semitic, describing Jews as monkeys and pigs." Gert, "What did the Bible say about Muslims?" "Oh, that's right. Muslims hadn't been invented yet." Boy, God sure didn't see that one coming, did he? Gert said, "The second thing you need to know is the importance of Muhammad the prophet. He advised on matters of slavery, but never advised to liberate slaves." Gert, "Those are exactly the words I would have used to describe Jesus." He said, But in its essence, Islam is a political ideology. It is a system that lays down detailed rules for society and the life of every person. Islam wants to dictate every aspect of life. Gert, so how is that any different than Christianity? Christianity tells you what you can wear, what you can and cannot eat, how to wear your hair, not to tattoo your body, whom you can befriend and love, and whom you should hate. It tells you exactly how much to give the church, who may speak in church, when you cannot work, and whom to kill. My only question is, what aspect of life did Christianity forget to dictate? Gert said, Islam is not compatible with freedom and democracy. Gert, again, how is that any different than Christianity? Since Christianity dictates every aspect of a person's life, that pretty much eliminates freedom. And I'm not aware of a single instance of democracy in the Bible. Perhaps you could enlighten me. Gert said, for millions of Muslims, the Quran and the life of Muhammad are not 14 centuries old, but are an everyday reality, an ideal, that guide every aspect of their lives. Gert, and Christianity is different. How? He said, it is very difficult to be an optimist in the face of the growing Islamization of Europe. All the tides are against us. On all fronts we are losing. The entire political establishment have all converted to the suicidal theory of multiculturalism. Gert, to summarize what I said earlier, the original Americans weren't given the opportunity to accept multiculturalism. Christians just invaded and killed them by the millions, took over their land, imported slaves, and then called themselves Americans. Gert said, at this moment in Europe's history, our elites are supposed to lead us to honor our eternal Judeo-Christian values that made Europe what it is today. Gert, it is easy to prove that Europe is what it is today due to the discarding of biblical values. From slavery to the Crusades to witchcraft, the ignoring of vast parts of the Bible have allowed modern Christians to evolve into caring human beings. You ignore the fact that millions of Muslims are doing the same thing today. However, I will agree that violent Muslims are doing one hell of an imitation of medieval Christians and need to be stopped. And finally, Gert said, over the past years, there have been some small but encouraging signs of a rebirth of the original European spirit. Gert, that means that somebody, somewhere, is in big trouble. The last time Christians got that original European spirit, the civilizations on two continents disappeared. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, the Centers for Disease Control researchers have never seen anything like this before. A man is killed by the cancer in his tapeworm. Researchers say that scans of a very ill man in Colombia revealed what looked like cancer, but the tumors were composed of cells that were not human. The tumors had come from the man's resident tapeworm, which had developed cancer and somehow spread the disease to him. This invasion of human tissue by abnormal, proliferating, genetically altered tapeworm cells is a new disease mechanism. The Colombian man had HIV, which meant that the tapeworm's growth in his body was not halted the way it would have been by a healthy immune system. It took dozens of tests to reveal the cause of the illness and find the tapeworm DNA in the tumors. This was the first time that researchers have ever seen parasite-derived cancer cells spreading within an individual. This case raises questions about what other parasites dwelling in the human body can develop and spread cancer. The man died 72 hours after researchers pinpointed the cause of the tumors. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Albert Einstein. I will give no biography, as he has been previously quoted. Here's the quote from Albert Einstein. Only two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. But I'm not so sure about the universe.
Are you ready, Bruce? Start walking.